This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
That there are 2.3 billion, I believe was the statistic, 2.3 billion square feet of storage space in the United States in these little rental places. And the author said there's enough rental space that you can take every man, woman, and child in the United States and give them 7 square feet of place to stand. So we would all be under roof of a storage place. And the point of this author and the other author that I read were saying this: we've got too much stuff. We've got too much stuff. And what is it that the Lord would want us to get rid of? And this is not a guilt trip on anybody. It's just to get us to look at what we have. And what we say we must have when we spend $12 billion a year just to store the stuff we can't keep at the house. And the Lord comes to cast things out. He comes to overturn catastrophically the tables in our life and say, get rid of it. It's taking over your life. It's not because it's inherently evil, but it's because your obsession with it has taken the place of God in your life. You know, the passage I read in Psalms said that, Lord, see if there be any offensive way in me. I found out that phrase, offensive way, can mean idle. That's an interesting thing. Lord, is there any idol in my life? In a Christian? Yeah. In a person that goes to church every Sunday? You better believe it. Is there any idol in my life? An idol is anything that takes the place of the living Lord in my life, and I can have an idol in my life just as you can have an idol in your life. And the Lord says, get out of his life, get out of her life. And the Lord overturns the tables in our lives in a dramatic way to show us that he is Lord, not what we own is Lord. As I mentioned earlier, this was not a temper tantrum. It was a deliberate act with an intentional message. Jesus wanted us to know that the temple is sacred, and Paul said, you're that temple. Now, I purposely saved verse 16 for the last, because this is going to be the most controversial part of the message. Verse 16 says, and Jesus would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. Jesus would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. I find it interesting that Mark's the only one who mentions this. Matthew, Luke, and John don't mention verse 16, but Mark does. You know what that means? That people were using the temple area to carry their garbage. They were using the temple area as a shortcut. One author said that the temple courtyards would be a way that you would cut maybe a block off your trip from point A to point B. And people would be carrying animals. They would be carrying things they were buying and selling. They were carrying merchandise of all types. They'd be moving furniture through it. And Jesus, I find it intriguing, said, you're not going to carry that stuff through the temple. Now here's the dramatic part. What is it that you're carrying in your life right now, the baggage that you're carrying, that the Lord may be telling a man here today or a woman here today, drop it. You've been carrying that hatred of that woman in your heart for 20 years, and today the hatred goes. You've been carrying a hatred for that guy for 10 years, and now you're going to drop it. There's baggage in your life and in my life that we carry through the temple of the Lord's presence, because we are that temple and the Holy Spirit resides in us. It's a message today for somebody in all three services to put down what they've been carrying. You know what it is for you. And the person next to you knows what it is for him or for her. What is it that you are carrying that you need to put down in the power and the authority of Christ?
Well, I'm going to ask you to make every effort to listen to Cross Hope tomorrow for the conclusion of this message from Mark 11 about the cleansing of the temple. And that temple represents your heart and my heart. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.